some of those games that you'd play?
Well, as I say, that...
Hopscotch?
Yeah, prisoner's base. You had to... Well, if you made a mistake, you went back. The otherwise, you'd go on and win out, you see, and like that. And what hopscotch is like, I really believe I have forgotten. And I've thought so often about parties that we had. The games we played, we didn't dance. Back to the folks back in those days, they would drink at these, we weren't allowed to go to those. We had our parties, and a lot of them would say, well, that skipped a maloo, you danced. But it was a different crowd we were in, you see, that there was never any drinking or anything like that in our parties that we had.
Okay, we were talking about the trees. It's kind of tree, it's got broad leaves that shed all at one time.
Well, now, that is more or less, there is an oak that does that, then there is another oak that'll shed all winter long. I had a great big one, yes, that I had cut down because it just, and I notice now we have a little tree here in this hospital grounds that they have just fallen off in the last, I say, 2 months, and these new, I believe the new leaves pushed them off. And then there's the magnolia tree the children have brought me twice here lately. Yeah. The beautiful white blooms, but they tell me, I said I'd love to have one, but they just shed and tell me day in and day out. Season.
Did you ever hear the magnolia tree called any other name?
Well, I don't know that I have. I've always wanted one, but since I've been getting these, they'd say to me, well, others would, not the one who brought them. You don't need to want one. They're the messiest things that they have ever been, they say. They just shed all the time and keep things littered up.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of a tree that's got little knobs or balls on it? And
sycamore.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you use that for the wood for chopping blocks or anything?
Yes, it's got a very valuable wood. I don't really know what they use it for, but the bark on it is kind of white-like. Mm-hmm. I know what it looks like. And all.
Okay. Do you remember using roots or vines for medicine?
Ginseng, that is a very popular, it's very valuable now. They go to the mountains and get that and bring it and sell it. Uh-huh. It's very valuable. I don't really know what kind of medicine they make out of it, but I do know that people go ginseng honey and get those roots, I believe it is, they use for medicine.
Do you remember any sort of home remedies? When you were a child, if someone would get sick with something or another, and your mother or father, sort of making them, not calling the doctor, but just giving them sort of homemade medicine?
Oh, there was a cough syrup that they would use, and I know the doctors have told my mother, said, Miss Ruth, if every woman was like you, we doctors would never get, my mother was a terrible somebody. If we had an awful cold, she'd take a woolen, white wool, maybe piece of material, and with Vic Salve and mentholatum and all that was pinned on our chest at night. Why, to just break up a cold. And I've just thought dozens of times since I've been here, maybe if I had that on me, I wouldn't talk horse like this. I'm just as hoarse. I can't sing. I always sang in the choir. But I cannot sing anymore now because it doesn't sound like me. And people say to me over the phone, Belle, have you got a bad cold? I don't have any cold, but I just don't talk right since I've been in the wreck. I don't know why it is for that. It's because I lay for over a year on my back. But now I sleep on my side. But it isn't getting better. However, I do not find anything wrong with my breathing or anything like that. Yeah. I don't know what it is. But... If I just keep thinking, Lord, me, if I had that old flannel cloth pinned on me tonight, I'd be all right over.
What are some of the trees that you have around here?